听我们读一读圣经。
Let us read the scripture.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章第九节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
我约翰就是你们弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为耶稣做的见证，曾在那叫拔门的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
And let
us read Zechariah,
第九章,
chapter 9.
第九章第九节读起。
We read chapter 9 from verse 9.
西安人民呐，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢呼。看呐，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救。千千和和的七道驴，就是七道驴的驹子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a donkey.
他必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄从这海管到那海，从大河管到地基。
I will cut off the chariots of Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the bowl of war will be cut off, and he will speak peace to the nations, and his dominion will be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
西安呢，我因你立约的血，将你中间被掳被而囚的人，从污水的坑中释放出来。
As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I have set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
你们被囚而有指望的人都要转回保障。我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。Return
to the stronghold, O prisoners, who have the hope. This very day I am declaring that I will restore double to you.
我拿犹大做上弦的弓，我拿以法莲做张弓的箭。西安呢，我要激发你的众子。
For I will bend Judah as my bow, I will fill the bow with Ephraim, and I will stir up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and I will make you like a warrior's sword.
耶和华必显在他们以上，他的箭必射出像闪电，主耶和华必吹角，乘南方的旋风而来而行。
Then the Lord will appear over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning, and the Lord God will blow the trumpet and will march in the storm winds of the south.
万军耶和华必保护他们，他们必吞灭仇敌，践踏弹石，他们必喝血呐喊，犹如饮酒，他们必像盛满血的碗，又像坛的四角满了血。
The Lord of hosts will defend them, and they will devour and trample on the sling stones, and they will drink and be boisterous as with wine, and they will be filled like a sacrificial basin, drenched like the corners of the altar.
当那日耶和华的神, 当那日耶和华他们的神必看他的民如群羊拯救他们，因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石往高举在他的地上。
And the Lord their God will save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they are as the stones of a crown sparkling in his land.
他的恩慈何其大何等大，他的荣美何其甚，五谷健壮少男新酒配养处女。
For what comeliness and beauty will be theirs. Grain will make the young man flourish and the new wine the virgins.
我们再做一些祷告。
Let us continue in prayer.
主，我们赞美你，你是这样的爱我们。
We praise you. You love us so much.
在今天早晨，你这样与我们同在。
This morning, your presence was with us.
我们感觉到你是何等的亲，也是何等的近。
We can sense how intimate and how close you are to us.
我们这样就近在你面前时候，我们享受你的大爱。
As we draw near to your presence, we can enjoy your great love.
我们心中真是充满了欢喜快乐。
Our hearts are filled with joy.
我们都愿意做一个爱主耶稣基督的人。
We all want to be ones who love the Lord Jesus. 你实
在是先爱了我们。
Truly, you have loved us first.
我们理当把我们的爱完全地归给我们的主。
We need to give our love to you.
不仅让我们今天能爱主。
Not only we will love you today.
让我们能爱主，像主那样爱我们，直到永远。
We want to love you as you have loved us until forever.
不让我们做一件事情让你伤心。
We don't want to do anything to grieve you.
但愿让你伤心的事，我们所有的事我们都不做。
But anything that grieves you, we will not do at all.
真像弟兄在刚才所说的
，As our brother has shared,
我们也爱主耶稣基督
，We want to love our Lord Jesus,
胜过所有我们一切所爱的
，More than anything.
求主垂听我们的祷告
，May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名
，In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 今天我们和弟兄姊妹讲的题目。
This morning I have one title to share with you.
国度
about
拯救的主
about the kingdom and the Lord who saves.
或者是我们主的拯救
or the salvation of the Lord.
这两个题目，两件事情。
It's two matters of the same topic.
就是一件事。
It's actually the same matter.
这个去年。年底的时候啊，我曾经和弟兄们有一次的交通。
At the end of last year, I had a fellowship with you.
就讲到撒加利亚书第一章，应当讲到第八章。
I shared from Zechariah chapter 1 to 8.
但是因着时间的缘故呢，我就讲到第四章，然后就没有时间了。
But because of time, I stopped at chapter 4 and time ran out.
那一次我就跟弟兄们说。那撒加利亚书第一章到第八章乃是讲到耶稣基督的见证。
And I shared with you Zechariah chapter 1 through 8 talks about the testimony of Jesus.
这个是儿子的见证。
It's a testimony of God's only Son.
是最宝贵的。
And which is most precious to our Lord.
也是非常看重的。
And it's looked upon highly by our Lord.
就给我们看见成为了他儿子的见证，心里受激动。
We see in chapter 1, the Lord's heart was stirred because of the testimony of his son.
何等的盼望他的儿子的见证，耶稣基督见证能够彰显出。
How he desires that the testimony of our Lord Jesus will be manifested.
这是他所最爱。
Because he loves the Lord the most.
也是他所最宝贵的。
And he is the one the God treasures the most.
在历史历代也多少爱主耶稣基督的人。
And throughout generations, there are so many who love the Lord Jesus, who serve the Lord faithfully. And they treasure the testimony of Jesus as God did. And even so many went through tribulation for the testimony. And many suffered the loss of their own life because of the testimony. They were killed by the sword.
他们被流放。
And they were sent to
他们经过多少的苦难。
Detentions. And they went through much tribulation.
就是为着耶稣基督见证。
Just for the testimony of the Lord.
若是他们放松一点。
If they had gone easy on themselves.
若是为着自己利益。
If they cared about their own gain,
为了自己生活,
if they cared about their own life,
为了自己享受的话,
if they cared about their own pleasures,
这些苦难他们都可以免掉的,
then they don't have to go through all this tribulation.
这些苦难也不会临到他们的身上,
and they will not suffer so much.
就是他们向到主是忠心的一般人,
but they were faithful to the Lord.
神所爱的就是他们所爱的,
they love what God loves.
神所宝贵的就是他们所宝贵的,
they treasure what God treasures.
他们宁肯舍死牺牲了他们的性命,
they would rather sacrifice their own lives.
盼望在地上成为主耶稣基督的见证,
and their hope is that they will be a testimony to the Lord on the earth.
另外一方面,
on the other hand,
这一个见证也是仇敌所最恨恶的。
This testimony is most hated by the Lord, by the enemy.
所以当然攻击我们。
The reason the enemy attacks us, the reason he attempts us,
所以当然毁坏我们。
The reason he tries to corrupt us.
主要的目的呢是为了除掉主耶稣基督的见证。
His main purpose is to get rid of the testimony of the Lord.
我们不是为了主耶稣的见证。
If we're not, our heart is not for the testimony.
我们不是在这聚集会。
If we're just here gathering together,
消遣消遣
we're just having fun together.
我们和神的儿女们一同聚集在一起。
If all we want is to get together with the children of God,
那个过年的那一天，新年的那天晚上啊
，just as the New Year's Eve,
大家有些唱诗，有些表演。
We came together, sing songs together, and perform together.And we were all
我们要和睦同居,
we were all one family. We want to dwell together in unity. How good and pleasant it is. If it's just like that, then the enemy wouldn't try to corrupt us. But if we're serious, if we want to live for the testimony of God's Son, if we want to be His living testimony, then we need to be prepared.The enemy will attack us.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
仇敌会攻击。
Even though the enemy will attack us.
主会保守我们。
But the Lord will keep us.
主是比仇敌更大的。
He is bigger and greater than the enemy.
他是比一切都大的。
He's greater than anything.
所以有主保守我们的话，我们就不需要害怕。
So if the Lord keeps us, then we need not to fear.
那么，这是我们上一次讲到耶稣基督的见证。
And that's what we shared last time about the testimony of Jesus.
那么这个见证怎样来成全
？And how can this testimony be carried out?
怎样来一个实现
？How can it be accomplished?
怎样让我们活出来呢
？How can it be realized in our lives?
第一，借着主耶稣基督的宝血。
First of all, it's by the blood of Jesus.
第二，借着圣灵。
Secondly, it's by the Holy Spirit.
第四章撒迦利亚书第四章所讲的。
And that was found in chapter 4 in Zechariah.
第三，那是借着十字架。
Thirdly, it's by the cross, the work of the cross.
第五章所讲的。
That's chapter 5.
如果到了这个地方呢，也是很重要的。
And it's very important.
但是我没有时间和弟兄这边说。
But I didn't have time to share with you.
所以我们就没有再说了。
So we didn't go into details.
今天呢，我也没有时间呢和弟兄这边再回头去讲这。
Neither do I have time for you today to share about chapter 5.
过去了。
So I'll just bypass that.
那么主耶稣基督见证呢，是借着他所成功的救恩来。实现出来的。
And it's by his own salvation he will realize his testimony. If we accept his salvation, we can live under the blood of the Lord, and all our sins will be cleansed.
我们也接受圣灵,
and we'll accept the Holy Spirit,
让圣灵充满在我们的里面,
so that the Spirit will fill us.
这圣灵乃是大能的圣灵,
and this Spirit is the Spirit of might.
他能从我们里头当然把主耶稣见证活出来,
He can live out this testimony from within us.
就好像在灯台上加上油。
Just like adding oil to the lamp.
那么记得这个油灯台就是发光。
Through the lamp, this lamp, through the oil, this lampstand can shine the light. We have to have the Holy Spirit.
我们凭着自己在这做见证。
We cannot testify by ourselves.
我们要借着圣灵。
We have to testify by the Holy Spirit.
不是依靠势力。
It is not by might.
不是依靠才能。
Not by power.
乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以我们不能缺少圣灵的。
So we have to have the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵在我们里头充满我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to fill us.
运行在我们里面。
To move and run among us.
我们也需要圣灵浇灌我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to,
让我们得
到能力。To be poured out on us, so that we will receive power.
好让主耶稣的见证能够彰显。
That His testimony can be manifested.
第三就是十字架。
The thirdly is the cross.
来主最厉害的就是我们的肉体。
And the greatest hindrance to us is our own flesh. It's our own self.
那么主为了要拯救我们
，The Lord wants to save us，
见证在彰显
，so that His testimony can be manifested。
借着十字架
，He uses the cross，
除去我们的肉体
，to deal away with our flesh，
要把我们这个己给我们摧毁掉
，to completely destroy the flesh，
让基督的光从里头能够照亮
，so that His light can shine out from within us。
我们都记得那个哥林多后书第四章。
We will remember 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
有宝贝在瓦器里面。
He said there is a treasure in the earthen vessel.
我们里头有一个宝贝。
There is a treasure within us.
但是人看不见的。
But people cannot see it.
这个宝贝也是彰显不出来的。
And it cannot be manifested.
因为是藏在我们里面的。
Because it's hidden within us.
但是若是让这宝贝彰显出来的话。
If you want this treasure to be shown.
这个宝贝这个瓦器必须要破碎。
Then this earthen vessel has to be broken.
瓦器在那儿破碎了。
When the earthen vessel is broken, then the treasure is revealed.
所以我们己必须要被除掉。
So we have to deal away with ourselves.
我们肉体必须要摆在四地。
Our flesh has to be put to death.
基督的见证能从我们身上彰显。
Then the testimony of Jesus can be manifested through us.
一个见证还是大能的见证。
And this is a testimony of power.
那我不在这里多说了。
And I won't go into further details.
本来应该讲到这个地方。
I should have stopped there last time.
一直讲到第八章啊。
Through chapter 8,
就说到主耶稣见证彰显出来时候是怎样一种的光景。
And chapter 8 shows us the condition when the testimony is manifested.
我刚才说过，这是很重要的一件事。
I said earlier, it's a very important matter.
但是我发现我们大家没有听进去。
But I realized that we didn't receive completely, and very few people share about the testimony. Very few people care about the testimony.
But
of course, we all have a zeal and a love for the Lord, and it's very good that we do. But if we do love the Lord, and we will need to love the testimony of the Lord.
那个从我们中活出来，彰显出来。
That our Lord can be manifested and lived out through us.
让神的旨意能够成全在我们身上。
That His will can be done, accomplished in us.
这不仅是我们所忽略的一件事。
We should not neglect this.
历史以来的教会都忽略这件，差不多都忽略这件事。
Many churches throughout generations has neglected this.
我们在那聚会。
We are meeting together here. We're working and serving, and we're sharing the gospel. It is all very good. But we haven't thought that the Lord, God wants to gain the testimony of Jesus. And we didn't care to have the testimony of Jesus manifested. And the whole world did not see this testimony. Brothers and sisters,
马太福音二十四章告诉我们说
，Matthew chapter 24 says，
若是这个福音传到天，传出去
，When this gospel is sent，
耶稣的见证全地都彰显出来
，Throughout the nations，
末世就到了
，And that the testimony of Jesus will be seen throughout the whole earth， then the end will come，
就成全了
，And His will will be accomplished。
所以这件事情是关系到。那主带来的事
So this matter concerns greatly about the coming of the Lord, about the end of time.
只有当主耶稣见证在彰显出来时候
Only when this testimony is manifested,
末世才来到
then the end will come.
这一个世界才过去
This world will be passed,
完全的失败
and the enemy will fail completely.
主所看重的，让我们众人都看重这一件事。
We esteem what the Lord esteems.
我并不是说让我们大家常常提到这一件事情。
I'm not saying that we need to always share and fellowship about this.
我们乃是说，让我们看重一件事，让主耶稣见证从我们生活。
But we need to esteem this, that the testimony of the Lord needs to be lived out through us.
那个在一章到八章所讲的。
And this is from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
从第九章一直到十四章是讲到神的国度。
From chapter 9 to chapter 14 talks about the kingdom of the Lord.
那么为什么要讲神的国度呢
？Why does it talk about the kingdom of God？
因为神儿子的见证啊，那不仅是没有当显出来。
Because not only the testimony of the Lord was not revealed，
在那失去了。
But it was actually lost. Many people did not esteem this matter. And they neglected and put aside this matter completely. Therefore, the church was falling into weakness. It was falling into desolation. We cannot see the Lord Jesus through us.
看不见主的荣耀。
They cannot see the glory of the Lord.
不能够把主当然彰显出来。
We cannot manifest the Lord.
所以这一引导这个缘故。
Because of that,
主必须要做一件事。
He has to do one work.
要恢复这个见证。
He needs to restore this testimony.
这个见证怎么才能得到恢复呢
？How can this testimony be restored?
那就是第撒迦利亚书第九章到十四章。
That's why we have Zechariah chapter 9 to 14.
那刚才我们开头时候读了一处圣经。
In the beginning, we read one scripture.
他说到这个约翰呢，他在拔摩海岛上面。
It says John was on the Isle of Patmos.
他说他和患难国度人呢一同有份。
He said he was a partaker of the tribulation and the kingdom and the perseverance of Jesus. Why was he on the Isle of Patmos?Because he was there because of the word of the Lord and the testimony of Jesus.
江弟兄曾经讲这件事。
Brother Stephen Kong has shared about this.
可能是去年还是前年的夏令会里面。
I think it was the summer conference of last year or the year before.
他讲到神儿子见证的恢复。
He talks about the restoration of the testimony of Jesus.
儿子见证怎样的得到恢复
？How can this testimony be restored?
那一条路在什么地方
？Where is the way to restore this testimony?
那一条路就是在启示录一章九节。
That this way is through Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
这里见证能够恢复，乃是借着三件事。
There are three things that can restore the testimony of the Lord.One is tribulation.
还有一件事就是国度
and the kingdom.
还有一件事就是忍耐
and perseverance.
那患难我们都知道
and we all know about tribulation.
经过难处之后
of course, when we go through tribulation,
那些难处就使我们这个人得到洁净
these tribulations cleanses us.
那些难处就叫我们这个人被破碎
these tribulations break us.
就叫我们这个人能够完全那个被摧毁掉
so that we can be completely destroyed.
所以许多时候我们看难处好像是不幸的一件事。
Sometimes we see tribulations as a tragic event.
但是若从神的眼光来看难处
But through the perspective of God,
对我们是最有益处的。
And these are most beneficial to us.
每一个难处对我们都是有益处的。
Every difficulty is beneficial to us.
所以圣经说神借着万事互相效力。
That's why Bible tells us God causes all things to work together.
叫爱神的得了益处。
For the love of those who love him, for the good of those who love him.
当然，我们所说的万事那个顺利的事情并不多。
Of course, we say all things.
这里所说的万事乃是那许多不顺利的事。
We mostly refer to things that are not good to us, the difficulties,
那些痛苦的
the painful
matters, 那是我们所不喜欢的
the ones that we don't like.
所以他就告诉我们说，神借着万事互相效力。
That's why he says God causes all things to work together.
那些事情对我们是有益处的。
Not only the things that we like, those are beneficial.
对我们也是有益处的。
Even the ones that we dislike, they are beneficial to us.
神常常借着消极的难处来成全他积极的。
And he often uses the negative tribulations to work his positive ways in us.
就是他借着患难，要让他的见证能从我们在我们身上得到恢复。
Through these tribulations, his testimony can be restored in our lives.
我们冷淡。
So often we fall into coldness that we have.
所以见证的彰显不出来。
We have relaxed our ways.
所以神就时候
借着 testimony cannot be.Manifested.
来管教我们。
So the Lord through circumstances,
借着环境
and through the environment,
来责备我们。
He will discipline us,
and
rebuke us.
他用慈生爱说。
He uses the cord of mercy,
就把我们
string of love,
人的牵引回来。
To bring us back.
我们就再回到他的面前。
So that we can come back to His presence.
那么活在主的跟前。
And we can live before His presence so that His testimony can be lived out through us. So I don't need to mention that too much because that's not the topic today. We all have those experiences. So many tribulations have been good to us. Each blow I suffer is true gain to me. We all have that experience. So we thank the Lord. And He also works in us. We also have these experiences. Secondly, to the way to restore the testimony of God's Son. It's through the kingdom. He will establish His kingdom on the earth. So the kingdom of this earth will be transformed to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. He will be the king among all nations. He wants to be king through eternity. When the kingdom is restored, then the testimony of His Son is restored. Then what is the kingdom? What is the kingdom referred to? The kingdom shows us the dominion of the Lord. It's not a boundary. It's not a location. It's not talking about a group of people. It's the dominion of the Lord. Where he has dominion, there is the kingdom of God. If he does not have his sovereignty at any location, then His kingdom cannot be manifested. That's why God says the kingdom of God is within you. It's in your heart. If we're like the disciples, then we will be amazed. Where can we find the kingdom of God in us? The kingdom of God is among us. Where can we see it? Because we always pay attention to material things on the outside. Just as we pay attention to the kingdom of this world. We did not see the kingdom of God that Jesus mentioned. This is a spiritual kingdom. This is a heavenly kingdom. That's why the kingdom of God is also called kingdom of heaven. That's the dominion of heaven here on earth. That's called the kingdom of God. If God can have His dominion in us, if He can reign over us, if He can lead us, if we can completely surrender to His dominion, then His kingdom is in us. If He can reign among us, then all of us brothers and sisters, and we can all submit under His authority, just as we have sung, we crown Him our King. He is our great King. And we can all submit to Him. We all surrender under His authority. That His authority can move freely among us. Then the kingdom of God is among us. If it's the same way to all the people of the earth, then the kingdom of the world will be transformed into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. He will be the king among all nations until forever. So what is the kingdom of God? That's the dominion of the Lord Jesus. And on another aspect, we need to know, us who are saved by His grace, we are all in the kingdom of God. He should have His dominion in us. He should be king among us. Because He is the head of the church. We are all in the kingdom of God. We are all citizens of this kingdom. We are citizens of the heavenly, of heaven. We are of the commonwealth of heaven. And this is our position. Just as Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, He has saved us out of the dominion of darkness and led us into the kingdom of His Son. We were saved. On one hand, our sins were forgiven. He also gave us His life so that we can be called children of God. That's one hand. On the other hand, our positions changed.
救出来了。
He has already saved us from the dominion of darkness.
我们迁到爱子的国度。
He has transferred us to the kingdom of His Son.
所以我们今天是我们蒙恩得救。
So when we're saved by His grace,
我们乃是在现在是在爱子的国度里面。
We're now living in the kingdom of His Son.
所以我们今天乃是天国的子民。
So now we're the citizens of heaven.
这是我们都要知道的。
We need to know this.
就像以色列人他们所穿的衣服啊。
Just as the Israelites and their garments.
在衣服底边上面有一条蓝细带子。
At the bottom of his garment there is a blue cord.
这条蓝细带子就说到他们属是属天的一本。
This blue cord talks about that they belong to the kingdom of heaven.
他们是在预表里面是属天的。
By representation, they belong to heaven.
我们今天在实际里头，我们知道我们属天的。
But in reality, we need to know that we belong to heaven.
把我们从黑暗权势里面拯救出来。
Because he has already rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
带到爱子的国度里。
He has already transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
我们今天是在神的国度里头一般人。
So we are now in the kingdom of God.
我们今天是属天的一般人。
We are heavenly people.
那既然是我们是神国度一般人。
If we belong to the kingdom of God,
我们理当应当让神在我们身上掌权。
And we need to have dominion of the Lord rule among us.
我们应当服在顺服神的权柄。
We need to submit to His authority.
若是我们顺服神权柄的话
，If we submit to His authority,
我们这个人呢就自然而然会改变了。
Then we will be changed.
若是我们不顺服的话呢？
If we do not submit,
那我们虽然是有属天的地位
even though we have the position of this heavenly place,
我们确实是一个属天的人
but we are not heavenly people,
我们虽然有神儿女的地位
even though we have the position as the children of God,
不像一个神的儿女
then we're not like the children of God,
我们虽然是天国的子民
even though we're citizens of kingdom of heaven,
但是不过是个地位
but that's only a position,
那不过是个名义就是
that's only a title to us,
我们不像天国的子民
we're not like the citizen of heaven.
神的国不在于吃喝。
He says the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
神的国乃在于公义、和平并圣灵中。
But the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这是天国的样式。
And that is the form of.
这是神的国。
That's the likeness of the heaven.
若神的国在彰显出来的话
，That is the kingdom of God.
那那里是公义的。
And if the kingdom of God
is
manifested, then there is righteousness. Then there is peace. Then there is joy in the Holy Spirit.
让显出来这样
then that's the whole kingdom of God manifested. Then what is righteousness?
公义就是神的心，神就是义。
God is righteous.
那是公义，就是神的性情中上彰显。
So righteousness is the character of God manifested to us. We will be just like God.
什么是和平
？What is peace?
和平乃是一个和谐。
It's a harmony.
那和平，我们怎样才能和谐呢
？How can we be in harmony with each other？
乃是借着主耶稣的十字架。
Only through the cross of the Lord Jesus。
我们都是活在十字架的阴影底下。
When we all live under the shadow of the cross。
十字架做工在我们的身上。
We allow the cross to work in us。
十字架在我们身上得到地位。
We allow the cross to gain His。
那我们就是和谐了。
Place in us。
我们就是和平。
Then there will be harmony. There will be peace.
什么叫圣灵中喜乐呢
？What does it mean to have joy in the Holy Spirit？
活在圣灵里面。
We need to live in the Holy Spirit.
自然而然就喜乐。
Then we would be in joy. If we live in our own flesh,
自然而然就愁眉苦脸
then we'll always be in sorrow. No matter what conditions and circumstance you're in, it doesn't matter what your surroundings is. What matters is if we're living in the Holy Spirit. When you see ourselves very filled with sorrow, and we cannot rejoice, then it shows that we are still living in ourselves. If we live in the Holy Spirit, then naturally we'll be filled with joy. So this is the form of the kingdom of God. And do we have this model in us? Can we manifest the character of God? Do we allow the cross to have its place in our life? Is the Holy Spirit filled with our life? Do we rejoice all day? Do we have this joy throughout the day with hymn songs and spiritual songs we can praise our Lord? These are the children of God. Because we can live in the Holy Spirit. Many unbelievers will ask us, why are you so joyful always?
环境比他们好一点。
It is not because we're in better circumstances.
也不是遇到什么事情都很顺利。
It's not because the environment has been smooth to us.
我们的环境跟他们一是一样的。
We are in the same environment.
我们喜乐乃是从圣灵来的。
But our joy comes from the Holy Spirit.
我们活在圣灵里头。
We are in the Spirit.
就有那个喜乐。
When we live in the Spirit, we will have the joy.
在哥林多前书第四章。
Secondly, First Corinthians chapter 4,
那里说到神的国不在于话语。
It says the kingdom of God is not words,
神的国乃在于权。
But in power.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见当在使徒行传里面。
So we see in Acts,
那么无信节在那降临，无信节在那圣灵降临之后。
When we saw the Holy Spirit was poured out in Pentecost.
这个充满在这一般二十个人里面。
It was filled, the Holy Spirit filled 120.
彼得在众人面前站起来的时候。
When Peter stood up among everyone.
他就在那讲了一篇道。
He shared a message.
那并不太长。
It wasn't very long.
也并不说那个道是怎样奇妙。
And it wasn't a wondrous message.
就是讲了一篇我们大家都知道的道。
It was just a message that we all know.
很奇妙一件事情。
But very wondrously.
众人听到之后心里扎心。
When everyone heard it, their heart was pierced.
弟兄们，为什么缘故？
For what reason?
不在于话语。
God, kingdom of God is not in words.
神的国乃在于全能。
But in power.
这是神的国。
That is the power of the kingdom of God.
若是神的国在这里彰显出来。
If the kingdom of God is manifested here.
不仅是让我们生活有改变。
And not only our life will be changed.
并且我们的话语都不一样了。
But our words will be transformed.
这是神的国彰显。
And that's the kingdom of God.
但是今天我们看见。
But today we see.
我们虽然是神的百姓。
Even though we are children of God.
但是神的国没有彰显出来。
But the kingdom of God is not manifested.
所以这些情形啊都显不他出来。
So we do not see these conditions very often.
我们是失败的。
We are in failures.
知道我们的神不失败。
Yet we know our God never fails.
虽然我们是这样的失败。
Even though we are, we fail.
神的国从上彰显。
We fail to have the kingdom of God manifested through us. But our God will not fail. And he will accomplish this.
我们神活出来。
He will cause his kingdom to live out through us.
那他怎么样来做呢？
How will he accomplish this work?
他自己要亲自到地上来。
And he had to come to the earth by himself.
就读到撒加利亚书第九章一直到十四章。
That's why we read Zechariah chapter 9 to 14.
第九章就说到那个神就差遣他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督到地上来。
And God sent His only beloved Son Jesus to the earth.
这个主耶稣来的时候。
And when Jesus came,
他说西安的民呢，你们应当大大的喜乐；耶路撒冷民呢，应当欢呼。
It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, and shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem.
他说看哪，你的王来到你这里。
Behold, your king is coming to you.
他是公义的。
He is just.
并且施行拯救。
And endowed with salvation.
这是我们主耶稣头一次来。
That's when he came for the first time.
当他头一次来的时候。
When he first came,
他说到他是我们的王。
It talks about He is our King.
我们的王来到这里。
Our King is coming.
所以我们要欢喜。
And everyone should rejoice.
所以应当在欢呼。
Should shout in triumph.
因为你的王来到你这里。
Because your King is coming to you.
他说他是公义的。
He is just.
他并且也施行拯救。
And endowed with salvation.
那主耶稣头一次来的时候。
That's when he first came to the earth.
是怎样的来的呢？
How did he come?
那我们大家只读过四福音书。
And you have read the gospel.
我们知道主耶稣基督一些的事。
And you know the things that he did.
特别是到那个福音书末了时候。
Especially towards the end of the book of the gospels.
主耶稣进耶路撒冷。
It talks about when Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
他说你们王来到这里。
It says your king comes to you, come to you.
骑到驴。
He's riding on the donkey,
乃是骑到驴驹子,
even the colt of a donkey.
他是谦谦和和的,
He's meek and humble.
第九节是吧？对，他是谦谦和和的， 七刀驴就是七刀驴的驹子。
It says humble and mounted on the donkey, even the colt, the foal of a donkey.
他既然是王。
He is a king.
他应该骑着马。
He should come riding in a horse.
就是以色列不骑马的话。
Even if the Israelites do not ride on horses,
他们要骑个骡子。
They sometimes ride on a mule.
那种是高大的。
And it's also,
骑在骡子上面。
A mule is
骑在马的上面。
And, or they ride on a horse.
像个王的样子。
Then he will be like a king.
但是我主耶稣基督到耶路撒冷去的时候呢。
But when the Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem,
他是骑到驴,
he rode on a donkey,
并且还是骑到驴驹子,
even a colt of a donkey,
小驴,
a young donkey.
这个不像王的样子,
that's not like a king.
你看到怎么骑着一个驴驹子来, 怎么是王呢? 这不大像
王。 If people see, then that's not very kingly. How can anyone ride on a donkey?
谦谦和和的来到你。
That's why he says humble he came.
主耶稣到地上来的时候,
when he came to this earth, even though he was a king,
但是他是那个谦和的王,
but he's a humble king.
他是那儿谦谦和和的,
he's meek,
是那儿温温柔柔的,
and he's gentle.
来到地上,
he came to this earth.
比着地上的时候,
and while he was on the earth,
他对人也是那儿谦和,
he was also meek and humble towards, gentle towards people.
甚至人在那儿逼迫他,
even when people persecuted him,
人在那儿诽谤他,
even when people slandered him,
人都把他钉在十字架上,
even when people nailed him to the cross.
彼得书告诉我们说, 他被骂不还口,
and he did not return his words.
他被害不说威吓的话,
and even when he was persecuted,
他就是那样被人钉在十字架上,
and he was nailed to the cross.
多少人当然嗤笑他,
so many people were ridiculing him. 你若是神的儿子的话, saying, if you were the Son of God, then you can come down from the cross and save yourself. Could Jesus come down from the cross? He could. He even healed the ear of the servant of the priest. Then how can he not come down from the cross by himself? Yet he accepted the ridicule. And the persecution of man. And he accepted the slandering of man. He was so gentle and humble. He hid himself and died on the cross.
从外面来说,
on the outside,
我们的主耶稣好像没有做什么事情,
as if it seemed that he didn't do much.
但是我们知道, 借着十字架,
but we know through the cross,
主那儿成就了和平,
he accomplished peace.
那么人在那里借着十字架
through the cross
也打败了魔鬼
he defeated the enemy
也征服了黑暗的权势
he overcame the dominion of darkness
十字架怎么能够这样
you say how can cross
这也不是什么兵器
such work
it's not a weapon
it's not
a 并且打来的时候怕他把一切的兵器都废掉了
And he even said he has abolished all arms
他除灭以法莲人战车
He will cut off the chariots from Ephraim
和耶路撒冷的战马
and the horse from Jerusalem.
征战的弓也必除灭
The bow of war will be cut off.
这些的他都除灭了
He has cut off all weapons.
他只是向诸列国讲和平
And he only spoke peace to the nations.
因为他借着十字架已经成功了和平
Because through the cross he has accomplished peace.
就是他所传讲的乃是和平
So he will proclaim peace.
他的兵器就是和平。
His weapon is peace.
那么他这样讲来讲去呢
？When he shared these,
那么有没有和平呢
？Do we see peace？
那从外面来看呢
？From the outside,
好像啊也没有什么和平的。
It seems like there was no peace.
还是国攻打国，民攻打民。
Nation will still rise up against nation and people against people. There were still struggles and strifes among men.
但是我们在属灵方面来说
，But spiritually,
我们主耶稣借着十字架成功了和睦的事情。
He has accomplished peace through the cross.
和平也可翻的和谐。
Peace can also be translated into unity and harmony.
以弗所书那第二章就说和好。
In Ephesians, it talks about reconciliation.
主耶稣借着十字架，他和神那儿和好了。
Through the cross, we were reconciled to God.
那么借着十字架也拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Through the cross, he has torn down the barrier.
使人和人中间也和好了。
So we can be reconciled to one another. That's the work of the cross. He has done the work of reconciliation. Not only through the blood on the cross we can come before God, not only that we can draw near to God, but also through cross He has accomplished peace. He has torn down the barrier wall. So two can be made one. So we can have peace among each other. And that's the work of the Lord. That's the work of the cross. On one hand, he's a righteous and just king. So he died on the cross. He has dealt with the sin of man. On the other hand, he accomplished peace through the work he has done. Then there is no limit to his kingdom. And his kingdom came to the earth. That's why it says his dominion will be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. This is our Lord Jesus. He has accomplished the work of peace. And his dominion will be revealed from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. What does that mean? Then the whole earth is under his dominion. It's in his kingdom. When he came the first time, his dominion was manifested. His kingdom was manifested throughout the whole earth. But today many people did not believe, nor did they accept him as a king. Until one day, they will see the Lord Jesus. We'll see him as a king. And he's as a mighty God. As the eternal Father. And he's the Prince of Peace. Until that day, all the kingdom and nations will belong to Jesus. And it has not yet come. But in reality, in the work of the Lord, he has already accomplished all this by the cross. When time has come,
it
will be fully manifested. As we talk about the accomplished work of the Lord Jesus, he is a righteous God. And he is a king endowed with salvation. How does he save us? The whole universe is under his dominion. So through his dominion, he will save us.
第九章, 开头一段,
in the beginning of chapter
9, it
talks about how Israel was under the pressure of all the nations around them. They have already built up the temple. When they built the temple, many people rose up to stir them. Many people rose up to hinder them. So their work of building the temple was delayed. At the end, the temple was finally finished. When the temple was built, of course these works faded away. But the difficulty did not fade away. They still have difficulties. And it was even greater difficulties than before. And all these nations around them. In the north there was Syria. There was also Tyre and Sidon. And there were also the Philistines. And in the south, there were Egypt. They were completely surrounded. And they were pressured. And these were the difficulties on their environment. How were they saved from these environments? Our Lord Jesus is the Lord who saves. he was going to save them from all these environments.
他就借着那个希腊帝国
So through the Greece Empire,
他俩征服了 Greek Empire, 叙利亚
They conquered Syria.
也攻克了推罗和西顿
They conquered Tyre and Sidon.
那么也在那里啊，这个毁灭了腓力斯人。
They also destroyed the Philistines.
到末了也要去征服埃及。
And at the end, they were going to conquer Egypt.
有什么益处呢？
How was that beneficial to us?
这都是我们思维所遭遇的难处。
And we have so many environments around us that are difficult. Even though we are saved today, the household of God is established. But that does not mean that we no longer have difficulties. We still encounter much difficulties. The first difficulty is Syria that talks about a strong dominion and the authorities of this earth always persecute the church of God.
And as we'll
see this as we read the history of the church. So many kings and kingdoms of this world, so many dominions of this world try to persecute Christians. They try to murder Christians. And many Christians were murdered by them. And that's what Syria was representing. And Tyre and Sidon.
说推罗它是也很虽然一个地方啊但是确实很强盛
Tyre was just one city but it was very strong city
就建造把就自己那个城啊建立起来
He has built up a fortress
真的有很坚固的城
That's a very strong fortress
并且它是他们的银子啊像尘沙一样那么多
And they piled silver as dust
是他们金子啊像城里面所堆积的土那样多
And they piled up gold like the mire of the sheep
所以他们是强盛的
So they're very strong
他们是丰富的
Very abundant
弟兄姊妹这些也是神教会的难处
And that's also a difficulty of the church of God
推罗和西顿给教会带来多少的难处
How much difficulty has Tyre and Sidon brought to the church
在圣经里头给我们看见耶西别从西顿来的
In the Bible it shows us that Jezebel came from Sidon And he has brought so much problem to the kingdom of Israel
今天也是这样
And it's the same way today
今天地上这许多那个财富
All the wealth of this world
成了神儿女的难处
have become a difficulty and hindrance to the children of God have become a trap
那么还有腓力斯
and also Philistines
腓力斯是代表肉体的
Philistines represents the flesh
无论是以哥伦和加沙或者以斯加伦也好这都是腓力斯的
as a Gaza and many places Ashkelon they all belong to Philistine through the flesh they want to devour the children of God yet the Lord rescued us from the fallen flesh and the Egypt talks about the world we see many children of God fell into this world the world uses all different kind of ways to limit us to capture us, especially some young brothers and sisters,
最关心的一件事情
and the thing we care the most about, or the thing that worries us the most,
就青年弟兄姊妹到了外部去读书
is when young brothers and sisters go out of town for school, and they cannot find a fellowship, and there is no fellowship between brothers and sisters, and they would just go with the flow of this world. And it's a very terrible thing. So many people would be bound by this world. Even though we have so much difficulty, and there are so many problems around us, we are all surrounded. But our Lord Jesus is the Savior. He has already accomplished salvation. Not only through his righteousness our sins were forgiven but he has become our salvation he will save us through all environments no matter what environment it is no matter what difficulty it is we just need to rely on the Lord he is our Savior he is our salvation on the outside he is so meek and gentle from the world see him as nothing yet to us he's a mighty king He's a mighty Lord. He will save us through all environments and difficulties. Not only he saves us, he also keeps us and protects us.
无论耶路撒冷,
so he will keep Jerusalem.
仇敌不能够打搅扰他,
so the enemy cannot stir Jerusalem up. And he also cares about his household.
虽然那个历史上来说,
even though through history,
亚历山大他在东征的时候,
when Alexander conquered east towards east, when he devoured all the kingdoms around
them,
he also had means to attack Jerusalem. But through the keeping and the protection of the Lord, his house was safe. And his house was not attacked at all. This will be the same way for us. Not only is he a God who saves us, but through all environments, he saves us. He also keeps us. And he will protect us. He has his eyes upon us, and he will protect us. Through all environments, and also in his church, he will protect his church, and he will keep his and protect his household. That's our God. And thirdly, he's our personal salvation. We also have many difficulties in our personal life. What are these difficulties? And we often fall into captivity.
第十一节说，西安哪，我因与你立约的血，将你中间被掳而囚的人从污水的坑中释放出来。
So verse 11 says, as for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I have set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
你们被囚而有指望的人，都要转回保障。
All prisoners who have the hope, return to the stronghold.
我今日说明，我必加倍的赐福给你。
This very day, I'm declaring that I will restore double to you. So he talks about the people of Zion. Talks about there is a covenant blood between us and God. Because of this blood of covenant,
从那个污水的坑中, 拯救释放出来,
he will set these prisoners free from the waterless pit.
在巴勒斯坦那个地方,
in Palestine, they always dig many pits in the mountains. What do they use it for?
就是下雨的时候了,
so when it rains, they can store water in these pits. Then they can store water in these pits because they don't have retention pump. So they dig many pits. On one hand, they can store water. When they don't need to store water, then it becomes a waterless pit. And what do they use the pit for? They can hide items in there. Most importantly, they can hide people in
it.
When the enemy comes, they can hide in the pit so that the enemy cannot see them. So that's the background of this verse. They were prisoners to a waterless pit. They live in these pits. They were hidden in these pits. They were in fear and tremble. So they were afraid of the enemies. If they were found by the enemies, then they would lose their lives. So they hid themselves in these pits, in these waterless pits, as if they had no hope at all.
你们被囚而有指望的人都要找。
That's why it says prisoners who have the hope return to the stronghold. Even though they were scared, but they have a hope. They have a hope. Who is their hope? Their hope is our Lord. Our Lord is the hope. Here it says, how would the Lord rescue them? It says, here it talks about the blood of covenant. Through the blood of his covenant, he will save us. And it's the same way to the Israelites before. It's even the same way to us now today. He has established the covenant to us.
刚才我们弟兄讲到，主和立我们立生命和平安的约。
This is a covenant of life and peace.
这是和利未人所立的。
That is a covenant he has established to the Levites. But if we're not Levites, if we're not people who serve the Lord, if we're not priests, then does he have a covenant to us? He also has a covenant. What is that covenant? It includes all of us. What is that covenant?Does not anyone know? What did the covenant God establish for the Israelites? All the Israelites are in that covenant. Old covenant. The God has established the old covenant to the Israelites. That is the covenant of the law. All the people.Were under this covenant of the law, and they were bound by this covenant. When they cannot obey the law, so the people, when it comes to the New Testament, God has established a new covenant for us. That is a new covenant. It is not like the old covenant with their fathers, their forefathers. No one needs to help us anymore. Because this new covenant is within us. And how is this new covenant? This new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8, it talks about this new covenant.
当然内容还很多，内容很多，比方说神把那一个那个生命大能放在我们里面。
Of course, there are many aspects. On one hand, he wrote the law within us. He has engraved his law on our hearts, and so that we can know his power.
叫我们从最小的到至大都认识神。
So from the least of us to the greatest of us, we'll all know God. And he will forgive our sins and wash away our unrighteousness.
主要那个最把加起来说。
But the sum of this new covenant,
他说我必做你们的神
is that I will be your God,
你们要做我的子民
and you will be my people.
这是新约的
That is
总个的说
the sum
要做我们的神
of the new covenant,
我们要做他的子民
that he will be our God and we will be his people. So what does it mean to be our God?
他是来帮助我们的
that he is our God who helps us, who saves us,
他是我们所依靠的
whom we can rely on.
是他负我们的责任
and we are his people.
他背负我们所有的责任
He's responsible for us.
因为我们是他的子民
He's responsible to everything that we have because we are his people.
神是我们的神
and that's the covenant that he is our people. He is our God and we are his people.
神既然和我们立了这样一个约
since he has established this covenant with us,
那神会不会那不照着他约去行呢
would God disobey,
我们知道神不会的
work against this covenant?
因为他纵然吃亏
we know he will not.
他也不违背他约的。
He will not go against this covenant.
他怎样立约，他照样去行。
Even if he suffers loss,
他是帮助我们的。
He will help us.
他是我们的神。
He because he is our God.
他是来拯救我们的。
He's a God who saves us.
所以当我们遭遇难处的时候啊，
so when difficulties arise,
他一定来拯救我们。
He will save us.
当遇见危险的时候啊，
when dangers, when we encounter danger,
我们被囚在
he will help us.
污水和坑的里面
when we were.Imprisoned in the waterless pit.
我们是被囚的一般人。
We are imprisoned.
那我们有没有被囚呢？
Are we imprisoned?
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有你自己是自由的呢？你还是被囚的。
I don't know if you feel that you are free or you're imprisoned.
那我就举个极端的例子。
I'll give you an extreme example.
不是一般的性的，乃是极端的。
It's not a normal example, but an extreme one.
更清楚一点。
Perhaps that will make it more clear.
这有一位。
And there was one person. It was a very good Christian. He loved the Lord very much. He was very zealous for the Lord. But because of some difficulty, he was in a bad mood. So his friend took him to the casinos. So his friend took him to casinos to relax a little bit. But little did he know, as soon as he entered the casino, he was attracted, addicted. to gambling.
他就在赌博的里面。
And he was
imprisoned
by this,
by
gambling.
他把所有钱都输掉了。
And he lost all his money on gambling.
又借了好多的钱。
He even borrowed much money.
没有办法还那个钱。
And he can't return the money.
到了一个时候啊。
To a point, that he borrowed from everyone around him, and people were afraid when he approaches them because he will only ask for more money. It was a very good sister. She was a very good sister, and she helped many. Now she becomes one other people fear because she only borrows money from people, and she cannot find anyone at the end, and she has to return the loan. And there was no way out for her, even though she was a daughter of God. But when there was no way for her, and she wanted to walk on the road that has no return, and she wanted to commit suicide. But we thank the Lord, and the Lord saved her. Through a brother, she was helped.
从那个去被囚的光景里头，当然释放出来。
She was freed from this imprisoned condition.
不晓得这个将来如何。
We don't know what the future or what happened afterward. 多少人落在赌博的里面。But we know how many so many people fell into the imprisonment of gambling. In the beginning, it was just entertainment.
到末了时候就被囚在那个。
But toward the end, they were imprisoned in this waterless pit, and they come out crawl out of it. And they destroy their whole family there. And they cannot come out. Some people were imprisoned by gambling. Some people were entangled by his, were imprisoned by his, their lust. And they cannot come out of their pleasure. And even their families were destroyed. And they cannot come out of it because they were imprisoned. Some were imprisoned by their depression in their heart, and they care only the, they were mindful only for the flesh. We know there's one difficulty that we all have, that we are mindful of the flesh, and they will do according to the desire of our heart. It is not what we want to do, but then there's the desire within us, we just have to obey that desire.
因为是在有在在他心中所运行的邪灵啊
，because there is an evil spirit within us，
那个邪灵当然抓住了他
，that captured us，
就把他囚禁起来
，and imprisoned us，
使他随着心中所喜好的进行
，so that we have to obey this evil desire in our hearts。
我们有许多的难处
，and we have so many difficulties。
我们今天的难处有没有在这情形里头
？I don't know what kind of difficulties we have today。
或者是我们还有别的难处
？Perhaps we have other kinds of difficulties。Perhaps we have difficulties in our health or our environment. We were all imprisoned. And we were struggling in pain and sorrows. Do not forget that we have hope. We are prisoners who have a hope. This hope is in the blood of the covenant. He has established the new covenant with us. This covenant says He is our God.And we are his people. And that's the covenant. So every time we drink of his cup, before his table as we drink his cup, we need to remember that he has already established this covenant, that he is our God, and we will be his people. And he is responsible to us. He will save us from all difficulties.No matter what difficulties you have, He is our Savior. Because the Lord Jesus has established this covenant with us. And He cannot not save us because of our bad condition. Brothers and sisters, because of this covenant, He will not abolish the covenant that He established.Just as a friend, and, a person who has a friend, because of his friend, was kidnapped. And this kidnapper wanted a ransom. Want a very high ransom. wants a very high ransom for his friend. Then what do you think this friend would do? Even though he was very free, but his friend is in prison, is kidnapped, and he lost his friend lost his freedom. Can he still walk around casually as before? Can he say, oh, I'm not the one that's kidnapped, it's his problem. And I don't have the ransom. I can't help him. So I just gave up. Will we do the same? Will we do the same? If you are like that, then you're not much of a friend. If you're a friend, how can you walk around so relaxed? Until one day the kidnappers would kill the imprisoned person, then what would you do? Because you love him. If you are a friend, then you will do anything that you can to try to rescue your friend, to save him. Then brothers and sisters, does not the Lord love us more than a friend? He truly loves us. He loves us to a point that he gave up his own life. What else would he not do for us? Since he has established this covenant, he will be our God, and we will be his people. He will help us. He will save us. He will rescue us from our difficulties. No matter what the difficulty is, no matter what condition you are in, no matter how imprisoned you are by the enemy, our Lord Jesus is our salvation. There is no other salvation outside of him. Because there is no other name in heaven or earth by which we can be saved. Our Lord Jesus is our salvation. He is able and he will save us. And he has to save us because of the covenant he has established. And that is the new covenant he has established. Since he has given us this covenant, he will not go against this covenant, and he will save us. That's the second aspect. And thirdly, first of all, the Lord will save us from the environment. Secondly, he will save us and keep us. Thirdly, when he saves us from all difficulties and imprisonment, because he is our Savior, he came to this earth. He came to as a Savior. He will save us. Not only he saves us from the difficulties, but he will restore double to us. He will cause us to be a weapon in his hand. So through us, with us, he will conquer. Who do we struggle against? We do not struggle against rulers, but we struggle against the power and dominion of the air. Not only we fight and cast war, but the Lord, our Lord also helps us. He also blows the trumpet. And he will come like lightning as in the storm wind of the south. He comes quickly to help us. So when we have warfare against the enemy, our Lord will aid us. Therefore, we will have the victory. Every time we pray, there's a warfare. And we know the Lord wants us to have warfare against the enemy through prayers. That through his words, he will blow the trumpet. As we gather together, so that we can be saved. Not only he saves us, but we will return to the stronghold, And we can
dwell in him.
And we can dwell in the shadow of the Most High.
And
we can live in the shadow of the Mighty One. He is our stronghold.
就是这样, 并且他要使我们, 成为那个, 必, 他被先把我们, 把我们去向群羊一样, 拯救出来,
He will save us as his flock.
使我们成为他冠冕上的宝石,
so there will be a stone on his crown.
冠冕一定很荣耀了。
The crown is already glorious. Then the stone and the gems on the crown is even more glorious. Then we will shine with His glory. And His glory will be manifested. That is how the Lord will save us. Not only will we be rescued from the dominion of the enemy, but will even be a stone on His crown to shine with His glory, to manifest His glory.
那么这里就说到他的恩慈何等大。
So here it says, how great is his comeliness.
他的荣美何其甚。
How great is his beauty.
那就是一个末了他这个撒加利亚他所说的一个结束的。
And that's an exclamation that Zechariah had at the end.
这就说到
how great is his comeliness. It talks about his love. How much He has loved us.
他的爱是何等的大。
How great is His love.
就是像我们今天所唱的, 深在耶稣的爱。
As we sang today, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
他的恩慈何等大。
How great is His beauty.
他的荣美何其甚。
How great is His beauty.
那么记得这样的拯救,
through this salvation,
我们主耶稣的荣耀, 那个彰显出来的。
His glory is manifested.
他的荣美何其甚。
And His beauty, how great is that His beauty. Every time He works, it manifests His glory.
And
how great is His beauty?
It
says, the grain will make the young man flourish. And the new wine make the virgins flourish.
好像很难的,
what does that mean? Perhaps it's very difficult to us. There was one sister that always recited this verse before. I always wanted her to explain this to me. What does it mean that the grain will make the young man flourish and the new wine the virgins? How come it doesn't make the old man flourish? How come it doesn't make the old woman flourish? So what does that mean? All the grain and the new wine talks about the inheritance and the abundance of our Lord. We know He is our inheritance and the portion of our cup. So through all this warfare, we will receive an inheritance. Not only His glory will be manifested, but that His abundance will be manifested in His church. If we were not rescued by the Lord, then His glory cannot be manifested. And His abundance cannot be manifested. We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Through all these difficulties, He will save us and rescue us. On one hand, we see how much He has loved us. But also we see how great is His comeliness. Through all these difficulties, He rescues us so that we can be a stone on His crown, so that we can be a living testimony to manifest Himself. Not only this, but through these difficulties, but we can enjoy His abundance. Because He saves us, we see that His abundance fills His children. So grain will make the young man flourish. The young man will be strengthened. And the new one, the virgins. And the virgins will rejoice. That's the condition of His church. That's what He desires after. He desires after to be alive, to be strong, to be filled with strength and joy. That we're all filled by the grain, so that we're all flourish. We are all filled with His wine.
And
we were filled with joy. That's the condition of the church. That should be the condition of the church. When the testimony of the Lord is manifested. Why does it talk about young men and virgins? Well, what about other brothers and sisters? And we see one thing.
少男少女,
these young men and virgins, it is the most precious to the Lord. Just as our young brothers and sisters, when we see our young, the young brothers and sisters among us are all strengthened and rejoicing, then that's a glory of the church. People come to the church do not see us old people. There's not much to see. They do not come to see others. They want to see the young people. For them to be strengthened, to be lively. And it talks about the testimony of the Lord being manifested, especially on the young people. If we, as old people, can even be like the young men, filled with grain. And if all our elderly sisters are rejoicing as they are filled with new wine, and we are all becoming young people. We will all become virgins before the Lord. And there is a hope for us, and the Lord will treasure us. That's the testimony of the church. This testimony, it's brought in by the King. He is our King. Our Lord Jesus comes to save us, to rescue us from all difficulties, so that we can be a testimony to His glory and to enjoy all the abundance of the Lord. Let us bow our head in prayers. We thank and praise you how much you have loved us. How wonderful and marvelous is your way and plans in us. Not only you want us to be your testimony, but you cause us to be your glory, to be a stone on your crown. Lord, you love us so much, and you lift us up, so that we can truly be a testimony to our Lord Jesus, to manifest your glory, to manifest your abundance. Dear Lord Jesus, we look up to you, our gracious Lord. May you accomplish this work, because you are our Savior, and you have established this covenant, and you will follow this covenant. You will be our God, and we will be your people. You will save us and rescue us, no matter what difficulty we have, no matter whatever that entangles us and imprisons us, come to the Lord Jesus. He is our Savior. We thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.